The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, atheists, scoffers, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is August 16th, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, if you'd like to go online and check us out, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Follow me on my Facebook, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or you can follow me on Twitter 1, Bradley Dean, Twitter 1 account, Bradley Dean 1, sorry, Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1. Check me out on line there. Always doing something, every day loading something up. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Now, folks, at 2:30, we're going to have Judd Saul, co-founder of Patriots for Christ. His story is going to blow you away, folks. If you want to get a little jacked up, stay till 2:30. You can check that out. Interesting stuff. The story of the capitulators in the Professed Church of America. Again, folks, I wanted to let you know that this is the show where we think for ourselves. I feel like Batman.
But you don't talk.
Not that guy. The original. The show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I did have somebody Facebook me yesterday. Mm-hmm. And yes, I'm involved with the fans of Sons of Liberty. Isn't that how it should be?
That's right.
I'm not the unreachable rock star, right?
Bradley Dean on Facebook.
Yes. Correct. In saying that, she told me that her little six-year-old girl says that it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. That's a great place for, or position for her to be in, to be saying that, isn't it?
Especially at 6 years old.
Yes. So, anyway.
In fact, I'll bet most six-year-olds
most six-year-olds
think a little bit better than
think a little bit better than
that are
a lot of the folks that are better. Older these days.
So it shouldn't be so shocking.
Little
kids.
Little kids.
Don't have their brains. In somebody else's head.
That's right.
You know, Jan Brewer does not have her brains in this president's head.
You know that Jan Brewer doesn't have this president's head in her brains.
Oh, no.
Hey, now, you know what? Remember Sandlot years ago when you were a little kid, that television? Remember that movie, that Sandlot, the baseball? Remember Yeah, Yeah? Yeah, yeah. Everything that somebody would say, he would just say, yeah, yeah, and he'd copy what he'd say. So I'm just going to start calling, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
So all of our stories on the sonsoflibertyradio.com, the button is the SOL media.
Yeah. So all the buttons online are the SOL media. It's on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Radio.
It's the SOL, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio. What do I know? I'm just the show host here.
SOL media is the button.
Yeah. SOL media is the button.
Also on Facebook at the Sons of Liberty Radio.
And also at the Sons of Liberty Radio.
On Facebook. Arizona's young immigrants approved by the U.S. won't get a license. Listen to what Ms. Jan Brewer did. So, the president comes in, does his executive order. You know, all these immigrants are okay. Everything stays. So, Republican Governor Jan Brewer, which doesn't matter if she's a Republican or not, just happens to be what she is, issued an executive order of her own saying state law bars benefits.
Good for her.
Or state-issued ID for those in the country illegally, including those who qualify for the deferred enforcement program. Program announced by President Barack Obama in June.
In June.
She plans to adopt emergency rules to block access for an estimated
emergency rules.
80,000 immigrants in Arizona who may qualify for the new federal program.
80,000 illegal immigrants. Illegal is the key word.
Not on Jan Brewer's watch. Putting her foot down.
Not on Jan Brewer's watch.
Her brains are not in Obama's head.
Jan Brewer's brains are not in Pajama's head.
But I do.
Obama's head. Sorry about that.
I got thrown from this. I do have some
somber
news. We're
having too much fun, dude. This has got to stop.
Yeah, I have some somber news.
Somber news. Somber news.
Find this again at SOL Media, the button there. Janet Napolitano is leaving after her first term.
Yes, because
certainly in her mind.
I'll tell you why. She's leaving, okay? Because she's found out that she's a lesbian, number one. And number two is because of what she's being busted for right now. And by the way, what starts at the top? Falls to the bottom.
It's fallen.
It is fallen. Remember, she just got busted. You just shared it with us on the Sons of Liberty yesterday, the other guy. And guess what? We made a difference. I don't know why, because the American people stood up and said, no way, if you uncover this situation, they're going to understand why we have perverts working in the TSA.
Sounds like a lot of people getting uncovered around
the Obama administration and leaving.
Kat Sunstein's out of here.
He's the guy that thought animals should have attorneys to defend them against people.
And I'll bet that
he really did. This is not true.
This is true.
Amen.
And the Attorney General would probably go hide somewhere, but he's having a little bit of problems right now.
Contempt of Congress. Lawsuit's been filed by Daryl Issa.
She said, I don't know if or when. I don't know if or when, Ms. Napolitano said, or Mr. Napolitano. What do you think she wants to be called, Miss or Miss?
I don't think she knows.
Okay. But I left a lot of my stuff in Arizona, and I'm still a registered voter there, she added.
Oh. She's a registered voter. I wonder if she showed her ID.
That would be unconstitutional, I'm sure.
According to them.
Yeah.
But these are also the people that are committing, sexual violations against men work in the department.
Because if you're in the administration, you're beyond the rules.
Yeah. Now, do you know what's coming forward now? People are saying that Obama's friends in college said that Obama was a homosexual.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if people are aware of this, but it only makes sense.
Yes, it does.
But I didn't say that. They said
that. What's he been promoting since he's been in office?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsofLibertyRadio.com, 1-877-807-9977. We're going to come back, and I'm going to show you America's voice towards this administration. Be right back.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake, 1-877-807-9977. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Judd Saul, co-founder of Patriots for Christ, talking about the capitulators in the professing church. America, you are in the state that you are in today because of the church. Now, if everybody can agree with me and say, amen, brother, that's exactly right. It's a lack of Christianity. That only holds you to the responsibility of where they lack. So I hope you did amen me. We went online today, had the other guy's wife look some stuff up for me. These were the things that were being aimed at this administration, okay? These were quotes found on Facebook. While Americans are out of work, Obama fundraises with Hollywood. Like if you're fed up. Hit the like button if you're fed up. Ooh, scary music. Gas prices have risen 103% under Obama. Like for more domestic energy. Oh, scary music. Yeah, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
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 Oh, look! Yeah. Oh, I can see why he's so scared to commit crimes against the American people.
I mean, this is
let me
Facebook?
Go on. This is on Facebook.
Seriously.
I'm surprised someone didn't come in and shut it down. Ready?
If they did, we could make a Facebook post about it.
America has lost 2 million jobs under Obama. Like, if you're fed up. Yeah, 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 yeah. That's Twilight Zone, dude. That's not scary.
I was thinking
music.
Like Psycho.
Okay.
You know.
No, that's okay. That's okay. All right, that'd be better, right? Okay. Here's another post on Facebook. This will explain to you why Obama's so afraid to commit crimes against the American people.
He's terrified.
He built it. Yes, he did. Obama has successfully built the U.S. gross national debt to a whopping. I'm not even going to try to figure this out. Here, I'll just give you the numbers. Okay, 15,883,225,078,377,
so $15 trillion.
Okay, hundreds, thousands, ten thousands, hundred thousands. Yeah, it's got to be, but
millions,
I don't understand.
Billions, trillions.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it goes on and on. As of July 2012, and get this, it maintains itself by growing $3.92 billion per day. Wow. Great job, Obama.
Can I like
that? Wow, that's scary.
I'm fed up.
Okay, now I'm trying to figure out why 303 million people in this country are posting these on Facebook rather than dealing with the president themselves. But again, they're under the delusion, Jake, the other guy, and friends, that he's okay to commit these crimes against the American people.
We're going to vote him out in November.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, $3.92 billion per day. He's destroying the country, and you're going to wait until November.
Not in November, though.
All right.
November 12th, it stops.
We got Romney, man.
Yep.
Yeah. Ready? Here's another post on Facebook. You're clueless, Mr. President. Click like if you would like to suggest Obama has tried to divide our country. Oh, you think? Do you think? I said yesterday a little bit on, I hit this topic just a little bit, and I said, America, you have got to be kidding me. His crimes and assaults towards the American people do not get any more blatant than what they have. I said this, and you can mark my words on this, folks. Mark my words. You're going to see a show of force sooner or later. A real show of force with arms. And it's going to come to that because the American people tolerate it and have allowed it to come this far, backwards. Here's another one posted on Facebook. Like us if you think Obama's time in office has been bad for peace in the Middle East. Really?
Oh.
Really? These are adults, friends.
There's a picture of a puppy dog next to
it. The dominoes surrounding Israel have fallen to the Arab Spring, and Iran is on the verge of getting nuclear weapons. Let me say this, just so you understand scripture, before you post something stupid like this. Israel is the apple of God's eye. It's not good for any country or all of the countries in the world to set itself against Israel. Do you understand? Because at length you're setting yourself against God's chosen. Like it or not, if that's not true and history does not repeat itself, you better take a look at Israel, friends. Because it's still in power. It's still intact. That's like the devil threatening Jesus Christ. Give me a break. His spine was broken, friends. His neck was broken after Calvary. Heaven has offered us every answer to every dilemma that we have in this country. Hands down. Let me read another one for you. This is posted on Facebook by 303 million people in this country that have tolerated this administration to commit the crimes that they have committed. This is shameful. Friends, this is embarrassing. Are you kidding me? It says, like if you think Obama couldn't sell out a free crowd the way he's going.
Oh.
Listen to the teeth in that.
Oh, there's no hope. Yeah?
Yeah.
There's no hope. What are we going to do? He listen, folks, he can't fill up an arena even if it was free. But yet, to our own shame, we're allowing him to destroy our country and our children's future. That one person. But he can't even fill up a free crowd. If we gave him free tickets, he still couldn't fill up an audience or an auditorium. But you know what? That guy that can't get no support sure is doing a whole lot on his own, though, isn't he, friends? Sure does have a whole lot of people complaining about what you're tolerating, right, friends? I shared with the crew this morning, I said, you know the difference between this radio program and others is? This program teaches us that we have to be responsible to win our liberties back. My name isn't Rush. My name isn't Sean. I'm not going to sit there and complain about the government that the American people tolerate without showing and pointing the finger at who's responsible as to why we're in the position that we're in today. When I read scripture, I cannot even tell you how many times it says, take heed unto yourself. Take heed unto yourself. Take heed unto yourself. Take heed unto yourself. Correct yourself. Correct yourself. Correct yourself. And then you have the professing church sitting there saying, oh, that's judgmental. No, that's love. And that's common sense. Correct yourself. And when we correct ourselves, America, and by the way, The reason we do what we do, because we are, at length, being faithful witnesses. Scripture tells us, and it's true, and it's been proven true time and time again, that a flattering tongue spoileth the soul. But faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. I told the crew this morning, I said, you know what's interesting? I said, the difference between this radio program and others is, listen, I can tell you all the bad things going on in government, but I always give you the answer, friend. I always tell you what's wrong, but I always show you the answer. I lay the foundation, but I always have to put my finger back at you and say, you have to take responsibility now and hold that government accountable. But you cannot hold that government accountable to anyone until you first hold yourself accountable before God. That is scripture. That is the facts. And that's why we're in the jam that we're in today. If you're posting things like this on Facebook and someone all of a sudden starts combating you, it's probably me somewhere in the mix. There's such a prevalent lack of Christianity in our country that it's just going right along with the world. Yet Christ pointed out men's sins. The Bible says when men sin, you're to rebuke them before all, that others also might fear. And yet we're trying to figure out what the problem is. I'll tell you what, when we get too soft on you, friends, it's because we're trying to sell you something. But if you love the truth, you're going to support us because you love the truth. And there's two kinds of people. There's two kinds of people in the world. Those that have ears to hear and eyes to see. And the other type of people are those that don't have eyes to see or ears to hear. And this kind of garbage that I see online, friends, is absolutely pathetic. These are blind people. These are deaf people. I mean, these people remind me of someone who's trying to break in their house and assault their family, and they sat there and they just went to the Facebook right away and posted something online and complained about the criminal breaking into their house. Because I'll tell you what, friends, you're not too far from that really happening. That's why you better take responsibility. The Lord asks in Psalm 94:16, who will stand up for me against evildoers? You will with the cross of Jesus Christ. We'll be right back after this break. I'm going to kick off a couple scriptures for you. And then Judd Saul, co-founder of Patriots for Christ, is going to be online talking about the capitulators and the professed church. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches. All in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see 3 great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Opposition. It's a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure that there's something wrong. The world is not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, 2 Corinthians 6:9, living so that their lives would be a reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that has altered, friends, not the world. It's a lack of Christianity as to what we're seeing out there right now.
Lack of love, lack of redemption.
Lack of everything. Now, we have Judd Saul with us. He's the co-founder of Patriots for Christ out of Cedar Falls, Iowa. He posted this on his Facebook on August 10th. This is the problem with the church today. This is a message from my home church, Prairie Lakes in Cedar Falls, Iowa. All I asked for was for all Christians and churches to fast and pray for our community in response to a gay pride festival held in my community on August 18th. Judd, my name is Dan Phillips, and I'm the web service coordinator for Prairie Lakes Church. This is the church's response, friends. I wanted to contact you about the messages that you've been posting in regards to the Pride Fest. This is the church, folks. I'm sorry, but we cannot have these messages on our Facebook. Prairie Lakes is an invitational church for all people, regardless of beliefs. It's supposed to be beliefs, backgrounds, or values. And both myself and my supervisor have agreed that the posts do not support that invitational part of our DNA, so we've had to remove them. I would just like to ask that you please not post these comments on our page going forwards. In other words, don't reprove the sin of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do that, here's the professed church today warning you not to do it again. But the scripture tells us in John 16 that you're going to be hated, you're going to be ostracized, you're going to be kicked out of the church for doing the will of the Lord. Just like John Wesley was, just like George Whitefield was, the great preachers of the day, friends. Because they were willing to go outside and bear the reproach of Christ. That's what Christians do, and so do patriots. One and the same, John. They're one and the same. And this is my point. Folks, back in the 1800s and the turn of the 19th century, in the 1900s, friends, It took you 1 to 3 years before you could prove yourself to be a part of a church.
Church member?
Now today, because the church needs the finances or they just have no spiritual fortitude, they just tuck tail and accept everything. In other words, they let the wolves into the camp to devour the sheep. And it's just the opposite of our responsibility before God. We're supposed to ward off the wolves to protect the sheep, not the other way around. So anyways, welcome to the show, Judd Saul. How are you, sir? You got Bradley and Jake here on the Sons of Liberty.
Oh, I'm doing okay, guys. I can tell you that I'm feeling oppression on both sides of the aisle, both from the church, and obviously the gay community is not exactly thrilled with what's going on.
You know, they brought up in this letter to you, Mr. Dan Phillips, oh, bless him. I have an extra here. He said that Prairie Lakes Church is an invitational church. I've never heard that one. Mm. Is that a new one? Is that a new type of, it's not an emergent church, it's not a seeker-friendly church, it's an invitational church.
Well, this is a church I've been going to for 8 years, guys.
But now you're not invited anymore. Is that the thing they invite?
Well, I'm not invited to post comments, and following all this stuff, on Monday I got a call from one of our pastors. He left a message on my voicemail saying, he goes, you know, Judd, we agree homosexuality is a sin, but we just don't feel it's a time to talk about it right now. And, you know, we will say it's a sin in our services, but we just don't want to come out and talk about it.
No, I know, because what we don't want to do is we don't want to pay attention to the fruit of the homosexual agenda. And they don't understand, Judd, that this is a part of a communist plank, which they're trying to infiltrate churches rather than talking about the biblical points or references of the Bible. They want to take it to social issues rather than biblical issues. So what they're doing is going hand in glove with interfaith, which is, by the way, organized by communists and homosexualities. Oh, homosexuals, I'm sorry.
Well, the thing is that churches all across the board, what used to be Bible-believing, Bible-preaching churches, preaching directly from the Word of God, what we're seeing now in churches in my community, and I'm seeing it all over the U.S., is that they're preaching on a feel-good message. Let's cherry-pick a scripture from here, cherry-pick a scripture from here, only to prove a point of the sermon and taking verses completely out of context and not preaching what the Word is actually saying.
That's right, because they trust, for the most part, that the congregants aren't reading the Word anyways.
Yeah,
so that's,
they come to get fed, right?
At length, that's why they can get away with it, because of ignorance. And that's what we're seeing in politics, too, from the spiritual to the natural. People think it's constitutional because Nancy Pelosi says something's constitutional, when in fact it's unconstitutional or it's unlawful. And it's the same thing with the body of Christ, but you're exactly right, Judd.
Judd, you're the co-founder of Patriots for Christ. Obviously, you're making a difference out there, contrary to what the things your church is doing here at, Prairie Lakes.
And God bless you, too, by the way, Judd.
What is it? Tell us a little bit about what your efforts are, besides doing the right thing, because we can tell by the quality of your enemies you are doing the right thing. So what is it that your organization is doing, Patriots for Christ?
Let me tell you the quick founding basis of Patriots for Christ and what we believe in. Okay, we believe in there's five enemies of God and liberty. And the enemy number one is not who you think it would be. You think enemy number one would be, the communists, the lefties, the liberals, the Satanists. Well, they're not on the top of the enemy list if we really want to change things in our country.
That's right.
Our number one enemy is the enemy at the top, and they are so-called Christian leaders.
That's right.
That bilk money from the grassroots and bilk money from the people to only betray us every chance they get to keep their seat at the table of power.
Let me add to that. I know a lot of national leaders, and I want to tell you what, they're the coolest guys until you start to ask biblical questions.
Yep.
And then when you begin to ask, why is it that you're not dealing with the issues the way that you should be dealing with the issues, all of a sudden here comes the fangs. You're exactly right.
Yeah, here come the fangs, they shut you up, and you're left out in the cold.
That's right.
Now, I got involved, I've been involved with the Tea Party for well over 3 years, and I saw the Tea Party get co-opted by people saying, don't talk about social issues, we don't want to touch social issues. In fact, water down your message. And this is from the top, the top level of the Tea Party and the people that are trying to take control. They want you to water down the message. And so a couple friends of mine and I got together who are involved nationally in politics with various campaigns. We got together and said, we have to change the paradigm here, because We go to our Christian, so-called Christian groups that are supposed to be keeping an eye out for us nationally, and I watch them betray us in the presidential elections.
Yep.
Okay, I don't want to pull out any names here, but I was privy and watched a top-level Christian organization sell us out before the caucuses even started because they said they were backing Mitt Romney.
Mm-hmm. This isn't new news to me at all, Judge. So you can go ahead and feel free to say what you want to say concerning the issues at hand, because the American people and 53 countries on top of those American people, 52 countries, need to hear what the problem is. We have to keep in mind that it was the Pharisees of the day that said no king but King. Well, we say no king but King Jesus, but they said we have no king but King Caesar before they crucified Christ, the light of the world. And they did it because of envy, and Pilate knew that. So this is nothing new under the sun. It really isn't, friends.
And one thing I want to get out here, and the thing is, I stood up and said, we have to do something as a community. I'm calling on churches and Christians to pray and fast for this community and to address the issue. This is the first time in my community, which I've lived in my entire life, that the community is sponsoring a gay pride festival.
And I can tell you what, Judd, you know what they're doing is the homosexual communities are targeting strong conservative communities. And what they're doing is they're trying to attempt to go in there and bully people into submission. And that's probably what happens. Someone's either been bullied, or what you do is you have a homosexual that's in the closet that's all for opening the doors to the homosexual communities. You just have to look behind the curtain, and you'll find out one of the two.
Yes, and it's really obvious. But the thing that hurts me the most as a Christian and a believer in Christ is that the people are looking for leadership.
Yes.
They're looking at the churches. What do? And these people are not being taught the Word of God to answer the questions and to fight against this. They have no information.
Right. Well, you know, the thing is, and I was just talking about it right before we got you on the radio here, Judd, is the fact that every hotel that I've ever been into, except one, and I've been in,
hundreds, I would say.
No, top 600, 700, 800 hotels in my life. In my life, I'm talking about when I was in tour in the world and so on and so forth. Every single room had a Bible in it. Every single room has a Bible in it. So people not knowing the Word of God, there's absolutely no excuse. Because that Bible is right there for them to read, but they have to take the responsibility before God, pick it up and read through the pages and act accordingly. And that's really what it comes down to.
And they have a responsibility too, Judd, when they hear messages like yours with the Patriots for Christ, to respond to it. So not everybody is stupefied in this. It's an issue of us getting out and bringing it to the housetops, proclaiming it loud enough for others to hear, then they have to make the decision. And I completely agree. You're completely right. But I think the reason the congregations have been so dead is because they have dead men preaching in them.
Yep.
And how can a living man, or how can a dead man beget living children? It can't happen. So how do we get in touch with your organization? How do people check into what you're doing down in Cedar Falls? Because we have a lot of Iowa listeners.
Well, what we're doing is that we started a local chapter. I mean, we want to take this national, but we can't take it national unless we build it in the state of Iowa.
You got it.
You know, we build it in this state, then we want to carry it to the next state.
Do you have a website?
We just facebook.com/CedarValleyPatriotsForChrist. And we have patriotsforchrist.com.
Okay, awesome.
Okay, we appreciate that. We got to take a quick break, folks. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to check out Sod Tall, Sod Tall.
That's backwards.
Judd Saul, please check out Patriots for Christ on Facebook.
Got it.
Okay.
Patriots for Christ.
Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio. Yeah.
Judd Saul.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide
premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com. YouCanRunInternational.com or call 1-866-233-0747.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Psalm 78 says, "Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generations to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he hath done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make known to their children's, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments." Now here's the kicker. "And might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not fixed in direction or steadfast with God. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in his law and forgot his works and his wonders that he had showed them." Well, look at America. You are a miracle. Daniel Webster's quote, clusters. Listen to what the whole sum of this is. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter, friends. Fear God. Filial fear. Is there a son or a daughter to your father? Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of God. What about what Jesus said? This is the works of God. Believe on him whom he sent. That sounds pretty difficult.
Yeah.
It's an issue of the heart. There's no question about it. Who do you serve?
It's no more difficult than it is for a person to be a son of their father or their mother.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not difficult for a son or a daughter to be a son or daughter.
America, you are a miracle. Listen to what Daniel Webster said. He said, "Hold on, my friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands. Miracles, you are a miracle, do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the whole world." There's another one by Alexander Hamilton talking about the finger of God in the Constitution. It's outstanding. If you could pull that up, that'd be great. I wanted to kick this off really quick because it's of essence that the American people know as to what happened yesterday at the Family Research Council Center and who's behind the shooting. Law enforcement officials in Washington have identified the man who shot a security guard. We broadcast live out of there when we go to D.C.
We pink and blue that security guard. I don't know if it's a specific one, but we do it every time. Remember, he membered from the last time?
Yes, yes. The Family Research Council early today as 28-year-old Floyd Corkin, second. That's what he's mad about.
I thought
it's Corkin.
Remember Floyd was the guy who wrote gaff in his forehead?
No, that was where he's from.
Oh, I didn't think it was the same person, but the same name.
It is, you're right.
It is Floyd?
Floyd Elliott. That's right. Yes. Yes.
Those Floyds have bad luck, don't they?
Oh, yes.
Oh, man.
Yes, yes. Listen to what Mr. Alexander Hamilton said. He said, "From my own part, I sincerely esteem it the Constitution, a system which without the finger of God," interesting that he would say finger,
yeah,
"the Ten Commandments, yeah, friends, never could have been suggested and agreed upon by such a diversity of interests."
Yeah.
In other words, someone had to come in and put their foot down. Whose authority did we establish the Republic through?
Mm-hmm.
He just told you. These are always our forefathers that we're quoting.
Yeah. And it was Benjamin Franklin that brought, when the convention was about to just stop, nobody could agree on anything, it said, we need to pray.
That's
how
right.
do we expect empires to rise and fall when God, who understands and knows the amount of hairs on our head, or
a sparrow will not fall. Just think about that.
Good.
A sparrow will not fall anywhere on this planet without our Father knowing about it.
Yeah.
He knows the very number of the hairs on your head. Some of you guys out there, you didn't got any hair on your head, so it's not that hard.
Easier.
I could tell you the number of hairs on your head. Some of these bald guys.
I was going to say, not me, though. Nope, not me.
Yeah, and those, hey, by the way, those founding fathers never watered down their message, did they? They never did. You just totally took me off base here. What were you going to say?
Well, you were talking about Hamilton, and I just thought of Benjamin Franklin getting up and reproving this whole congregation of people, thinking, how do you expect to make progress unless we, like we used to do daily, call upon God in these conventions? How can we do this without God's help?
And
Hamilton attributing to that. It was his finger.
Totally. Now, can I stick to my point here?
Yeah, because
when I do the interjecting, I do the interjecting because I'm the one going line upon line, precept upon precept, and only the spiritually smart can catch on to what's going on.
The smart ones.
Right, the smart ones, right? Law enforcement officials in Washington have identified the man who shot a security guard at the Family Research Council early today as 28-year-old Floyd Corkins, too, a volunteer at a gay and lesbian center in Washington, and have hinted that the motive may be linked to, ready for this, Freedom Research conservative Christian viewpoint regarding marriage and homosexuality. According to the report from the Associated Press, a law enforcement official confirmed that the suspect made a negative reference about the FRC Family Research Center's work before shooting and injuring guard Leo Johnson, who is hospitalized and in stable condition. It's also interesting to note, friends. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask a question. This guy works for a GLBT place. How does he know anything about FRC unless there's sources out there?
Here, I'm going to get to that.
He's not interested.
WorldNet Daily columnist, however, said there's enough evidence to begin demanding that the pro-homosexual organizations like the Southern Poverty Law Center stand down from their campaign of labeling organizations as hate groups simply because they adhere to the biblical perspective of marriage. Folks, think about that. Think about that. You got to be kidding me. Are you kidding me?
That's really
strange. Heather, folks, he was carrying 15 Chick-fil-A sandwiches in a bag when he opened fire. I hope you understand, especially all you sympathizers out there, what kind of a mentality you're up against.
That poor.
And Southern Poverty Law Center, after they labeled Family Research Center a hate group, and this is the reason for the shooting,
fire.
Southern Poverty Law Center should be held accountable for all of this.
Fuel to the fire.
Yes, that's right.
Where else would this man get that type of hatred other than the hate that they're pushing on their website?
Now, folks, do you see what I'm talking about? The very things they're decrying are the very crimes that they're committing. That is a great way to say it. They punch you in the face. They cry the victim. They punch you in the face, they cry the victim. The man shot a security guard that was a volunteer at the Gay and Lesbian Center in Washington, D.C. WorldNet Daily columnist, however, said there's enough evidence to begin demanding that pro-homosexual organizations like the Southern Poverty Law Center stand down from their campaign of labeling organizations as hate groups simply because they adhere to biblical perspective of marriage. That's you, America.
That's right.
32 states have said no to it. So what's happening? Well, arm these folks, man. They'll just take care of business, won't they? Who's doing the hating, friends?
Yep.
WND WorldNet Daily contacted the SPLC and asked specifically about the group's labeling of Christian organizations. By the way, they've labeled us a hate group as well, friends. And I want to tell you why they labeled us a hate group. Go ahead and give that quote by Elton John.
I crave to be loved. There's nothing wrong with going to bed with somebody of your own sex. I think people should be free with sex, but they should draw the line at goats.
Because we said that quote in a public school, talking about the power of influence, Southern Poverty Law Center basically labeled us a hate group.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear what I said? Folks, you need to do a little work into Southern Poverty Law Center. Morris Dees, the man's a criminal. He used to protect KKK members from those that the KKK were violating. Which, by the way, if you deal with the radical homosexuals, you can see that they act accordingly because they act more like the oppressor than the oppressed in every sense of the word. You'll find out at length, friends, that they are the oppressor.
Yep. They use their methods while claiming to be the victims of those same methods.
Yeah. Morris Dees is the founder of Southern Poverty Law Center. He's the guy, friends, that was protecting the KKK from the crimes that they were committing against black folks. Now, the homosexuals are using Morris Dees to label any group that's a threat to their illegal agenda in our country. They need to be dealt with accordingly and lawfully. We're going to be paying some money to dig up Mr. Morris Dees, the founder of Southern Poverty Law Centers. We're going to dig up his court records, and we're going to find out because there's some allegations that might include incest and molestation. But these are allegations at this point. And so we're considering and contemplating right now what we're going to do about that. But we are, I suggest that we go forward and do it. So we can start letting people know what these organizations are really about. Because that's all you have to do is just pull the curtain back just a little bit, friends. And you begin to understand who the criminals are. But a man was shot at Family Research Council that was a volunteer at a gay and lesbian center in Washington, D.C. And I personally believe that Southern Poverty Law Center is personally responsible for putting the target on the back of Family Research, just the same way that Rachel Maddow put a label and a stinking mark on my back.
Yep.
That's why we're taking it to court.
It's called jihad, folks.
Amen. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We will talk to you in 23 hours. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. 1 John 3:18, we love you by what we do. We'll talk to you then. See ya!
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.